This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
8 o'clock hour here on DFW Sports Station, your home, official home, flagship of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. Hump Day Edition is coming at you live here on DFW Sports Station. Bobby Belt rejoins the show tomorrow. Firehouse Tour, Firehouse number one in Richardson. Pepe will be back on Monday. We got Ross and Aiden in the back, and we're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. It is list season, as Chris Arnold says. Everybody loves lists.
America loves lists.
And while driving home, I almost texted Kevin Hagelin. You're stupid. Almost did it. Almost did it.
I mean, that could be just evergreen.
Well, Kevin's, I regard him as a smart individual.
He is. He's book smart.
He's book smart. He's not street smart.
No, not street smart at all.
All right. Well, maybe that plays into this. Because Bill Barnwell came out with the best NFL team since 2000. So the top 25 teams over the past 25 years. And Kevin, probably because of his biased hatred towards one individual, immediately attacked the number one team on the list. Now, I just told you to open this a couple of minutes ago because I wanted some element of surprise reaction. But is there someone that completely jumps out to you as the no doubt best NFL team of the past 25 years?
Man, everyone's gonna like kind of default to the Patriots of 07.
The team that lost to the Giants first time?
Yeah, even though they didn't win, I think everyone's gonna default to them. I'm trying to think, like,
was that the first Super Bowl loss to them or second?
That was the first. Man, that Saints 09 team was really good. The Indy 09 team was really good. Green Bay, maybe the Green Bay team that didn't win the title. The 15-1 team.
Which one?
15-1.
Okay.
So I think something like that. You know, I would, if he put the Patriots, and I haven't seen number one, I haven't gone past number 12 yet. If he put Patriots 07 number one, I would not have a problem with that, even though they didn't win. But I also do think, and if you were to really kind of get down to this, I don't know that you can have a team that doesn't win the title as the best.
Oh, that's what Kevin was worried you would disagree with. That premise, another RJ Choppy flip.
Well,
that it's, you know, really about the championship in the end. More sports growth from RJ.
Well, look, I mean, because records are fluid year to year. People always say that Brady's 07 season was his best. It wasn't. 2010 was better. His 2010 season was maybe the best non-Peyton season I've ever seen. Better than anything that like Mahomes has done in the regular season. So, like, there's that. Like the Seattle Mariners in 2001, they won 116 games. You know, like, what's the difference between them and a Yankee team that won 114 3 years earlier? Like, the 114 team, right, they won. Like, you're splitting hairs here. If they had won 125 games versus 114, okay, then they're the best regardless. But, you know, we've seen 15-1 teams before.
The 07 Patriots are number one. 18-1, lost the Super Bowl to the Giants 17-14. And I agree with this.
Yeah, I don't have a major issue with it either. Yeah,
no. I totally agree with it. And the way I run circles around Kevin Hagelin's argument is, and I know they don't play the games this way. I can hear him screaming it. Well, who am I kidding? He's not listening. Corey's the only one and Alec that listened from that show. And then Kevin comes in and goes, whoa, why are you guys talking about this? If the Patriots of 07 played any other team three times, they would win two, if not all three, no matter how many series you ran. Yes, it was a fluky Super Bowl loss, but the team was invincible throughout the entire regular season. So that is the best team on this list.
Yeah, they had two close games that year. They had the 38-35 game against the Giants, the final game of the year.
Yep.
And then they had a 10-point comeback against the Colts. They were down 20-10, and they win 24-20.
Only one lost team of the era had the largest average margin of victory by more than a field goal over the next best team. They won their games by 17.5 points. All right? So they're number one. Number two on this list only solidifies in my mind that the Patriots were that much better. Number two is the 2013 Seattle Seahawks. They destroyed your Peyton Manning Broncos 43-8.
I don't know that I could put them this high. That defense was all-time great.
Yep.
All-time great. That was not a complete team necessarily. Like, Russ was good, but he was more of a facilitator, bus driver. They didn't have elite wide receivers. They had Percy Harvin, who was an elite weapon when he was on the field and not injured. Their offensive, I'm trying to think, I can't remember. Russ had some bad offensive lines.
Okung.
He did have Russ.
Yeah.
And
he had Marshawn.
Yeah. They had elite weapons. There's no doubt about that. I'm sorry, elite defense. I don't know that I can put number two.
Number two on the list from Barnwell. Three is the 04 Patriots, 17-2. Beat the Eagles 24-21.
04 Patriots.
I'll just keep going. Number four, the 2024 Eagles. The team that just beat the Chiefs 40-22. Woo! So that's recent.
Yeah, it's recent, and it's also, I mean.
And then five is the 2017 Eagles.
All right, here's the problem with the 2024 Eagles.
The Nick Foles one.
The problem with the 2024 Eagles is they would have been a 4-point underdog to Detroit. So they weren't even the best team in the season. They would have been an underdog to Detroit. If Detroit had beat Washington, they'd have been a 4.5-point underdog in the NFC Championship.
The Eagles would have been a
dog to Detroit because they would have been in Detroit for starters.
Okay.
Detroit had a better year. Detroit was a better team last year. They got hurt at the end. This is part of the
problem. What if it was on a neutral field?
Detroit would have been about a 2-point favorite.
Okay.
It's just like
this.
What are we doing?
This list to me. Unless there's some better teams later that he underranked, I'm surprised there weren't better teams in the last 25 years that are popping in my mind. And again, it's only solidifying 07 Patriots would have, what?
The freaking greatest show on turf, Rams 01.
02 Tampa Bay is number six on here, Brady.
You can't have a quarterback. You can't have.
Tom?
No, 02 Tampa.
Oh, 02, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Tampa. That's the Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson.
Seattle.
It's like Seattle. It's the same thing.
03 Patriots, number seven. That's the team that beat the Panthers. This is the best teams of the last 25 years in the NFL from Bill Barnwell. 2010 Packers, number eight. That's the one who won the Super Bowl here in Arlington over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they were 10-6. They got in as a wild card.
Yep.
And they wind up wrecking shop, and they go 15-1 the next year. They lose to the Giants.
The 2019 Chiefs are number nine. They were 15-4. They beat San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Number 10, 01 Rams.
I mean, this team had
loss to the Patriots.
They had it all, man.
This is another kind of Patriot ruling here of how much am I dinging you losing at the end. After you had an all-time offense and great season.
Yes, that's exactly what this is. This was an all-time offense. It was an all-time great season. They followed up.
And I would have them higher on this list.
They were 14-2 in the regular season. They ran right through everybody.
I'd take them probably over like five or six other teams ahead of them.
I would take them over all the Philly teams. I mean, we're really putting the 2017 Eagles up there. So the 2017 Eagles are better than
The greatest show on turf?
Yeah.
That would be like saying like the 1990 Giants are better than like the 80s 49ers. Like, I just don't believe that.
The 2016 Patriots, I get confused with all these Patriots teams.
That was the Falcons one.
That was the Falcons one. They're number 11. The 07 Colts, finally making an appearance at number 12. Lost to the Chargers, 28-24.
Okay, so anybody who knows, who follow, you can't beat me in Manning trivia. The 05 Colts was their best team. Without question. That was the year they lost to Pittsburgh on the Vanderjet, missed field goal at the end. That was without question their best team. They had home field. It was far better than this 07 team. The 07 team was good. They were fresh off a title the year before. But the 05 team was better than the title team. You've already lost me.
Hey,
and I'll tell you what.
Bobby said we should have bailed on Barnwell a long time ago.
Not a single Manning Colt team was better than any of his four Denver teams.
Ooh.
Because those Denver teams had a defense.
Number 13 on this list, the 2000 Ravens with Trent Dilfer. 14.
So you're going to put the 02 Bucks ahead of the 2000 Ravens? I'm taking the 2000 Ravens by double digits in a game against the Bucks.
What's that over under?
10. It'll be 10 zip.
09 Saints, number 14 on this list. Number 15, the 2013 Broncos. They got smoked by Seattle.
Here's the problem with the 09 Saints. How are you going to put a team? They were a touchdown dog in the game. They were a 7.5-point dog. One of the largest Super Bowl spreads in the salary cap era. They won. They won the game.
See, I knew you'd be able to recite all this.
But no, they are better than this. That they're better than 14. They're really good. But I don't know that you could put them even above the 09 team, Colts team, because they were. I mean, the Colts were favored by 7.5 points.
The 2022 Kansas City Chiefs come in at number 16. They beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl 38-35.
By the way, they did the 2013 Broncos team that lost to Seattle at 15.
Yeah, I read it.
I know, but like that's I understand again with the it's the
was 07. That Peyton's all time year?
Yeah.
His first year there?
Yeah,
Demaryius Thomas and Vaughn.
Yeah, it was his first Super Bowl. I don't know. That was a great team.
It was.
That was a great team. I guess the he's following along with it. It doesn't matter if you won.
Number 17, the 2022 Eagles that lost to the Chiefs, 38-35. The 2023 Ravens, number 18, lost to the Chiefs, 17-10, AFC Championship. Then the 2015 Panthers, then the 2011 49ers, then the 08 Steelers, then the 2022 Buffalo Bills, and then the 2014 Seattle Seahawks, ending with 04 Pittsburgh, and 2018 LA Rams. So there you go.
All right. The 2018, this is just a lot of... So the...
What's wrong? You know he's using metrics, your analytics, and a lot of this.
Okay, I love the analytics, right? But... I don't know what analytics is using, but the 2018 Rams, so the team they beat, I'm sorry, the team that beat the 2018 Rams is not on here.
Those Patriots. Right.
But the...
Everyone come out as one Patriots.
But everybody come out as one Patriots won. The 2015 Panthers are on here ahead of the team that beat them. It's just not consistent. The 09 Saints are on here ahead of the team that they beat, even though a lot of perception was the team that they beat was better than them. There's a lot of...
Yeah, none of the Giants teams got put on here.
As they should have.
I agree. Now, after resetting your mind, refreshing you, I should say, over all the teams, how do you feel about 07 Patriots 1 now? To me, it's not even close.
I don't have an issue with it. It was a tremendous team. It still had a lot of the same defensive players.
Who else would you put up at 1? It's not even close.
No.
You put any of these teams on the field with them in a series, You're not taking any other team, beating them in a series. No way.
No.
That's the way I think you have to judge it, in my mind. I'm not doing this Kevin Hagelin one-off of, well, you didn't win. You can only win. You can only be up here if you won the championship in the end. I saw the dominance over the amount of games.
They played two close games that year. They put the Giants and the Colts.
Yeah.
So you're thinking is it would have to be a team with an elite pass rush or
I'm not even talking about matchup wise. I'm just talking about you got to take it for the full season.
Yeah. Is there a would there be one of the Seattle teams or one of the Manning Denver teams? Maybe. But I don't think you can make that argument. I think the 07 Patriots team is the best team I've seen in this last 25
years. If you've been thinking of going to see Spider-Man, an all-time sports great/clown says don't. We'll ruin your weekend plans with Sean and...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
RJ next. I think I said you're not going to want to go see Spider-Man after this movie review. I meant Superman. My apologies for that. It's Sean and RJ here on the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
105 through the Fan.
Man, there are a few groups of people you don't want to come after you. One of them is DC Marvel Bro. I don't know which one's which. Yeah. Are these DC or Marvel?
Superman is DC.
See? That's the thing. Anybody involved with
Spider-Man's Marvel, right?
Correct. Just like mixing those two up, like saying Spider-Man is DC, that will get folks coming after you. Yeah. They are toxic.
Yeah, they are. They toxic. Are. They're like, like Star Wars fans.
Look, I'm gonna
not as bad, but yeah.
I'm gonna put my kid in front of me as the shield, just like Nick Sirianni at a press conference. I'll use my kid as the excuse. My kid's obsessed with Spider-Man. All right, so that's all I say. I mean, he's not watching Superman yet. He's not watching Batman. He's just watching Spidey and his amazing friends with John Stamos. That's why Spider-Man was on the brain.
We
loves it.
My kid, we started, like, we did this about a year or so ago. My kids wanted to see all the Avenger movies or whatever.
Oh, right? My God.
And so we started off like there was something online. You could either do it in chronological order of when the movies came out, or you could watch them in chronological order of,
or like release order.
So either release order or like how they would chronologically fit. So the Captain America for like the 40s would be the first one.
Right.
I don't remember how we did it, but they liked them. They're good movies.
All right, we'll get to the movie review in just a second. Let me throw one more list at you that a lot of people are talking about because they're not upset. Or excuse me, they are upset. Bleacher Report, top 100 NBA players of all time. And the reason I even looked at this for a second is because Luka ended up number 57. He's the only player under 30 years of age in the top 60. So pour that in your Mavs wound with the salt and vinegar to sting even more. Top 100 NBA players of all time. Stop me when you want and see fit. 1, Michael. 2, LeBron. 3, Kareem. 4, Magic. 5, Russell. 6, Shaq. This is pretty high. Shaq doesn't usually make it this high on a lot of those lists.
Wilt is already 3 spots too low. You can't have Magic over Wilt. You can't have Shaq over Wilt. You can't have Russell.
Why? We'll have fake stats going back to high school.
You cloud seeders out there.
You what?
Cloud seeders.
All right, what's that? Is that a
That's a real thing. Like, cloud seeding is a real science.
What is it?
It's like where you throw crystals in the air to manufacture weather, but they do it for like drought prevention and stuff. These dopes who think they cloud seeded the floods in South Texas. It's like, guys, stop.
Okay.
They're not manufacturing Katrina part 2 here for natural disasters. But it's chemtrail guy. Chemtrail guy doesn't believe Wilt scored 100 points. The NBA was a nothing league. It was a nothing league. That game was in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It wasn't in Philadelphia or New York. Nobody was driving out there to go film the game. They probably didn't have power. If you've been to Central Pennsylvania, you know it's basically Mississippi. And Mississippi and Kentucky and Arkansas and the Podunk area in the middle of the 1950s barely had power. My nephew grew up in Central Pennsylvania.
Well,
my sister lived in Central Pennsylvania. My niece grew up in Central Pennsylvania. I love them to death. They're barely people. Okay? They are barely people out there. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Probably you had somebody riding a bicycle to get the lights to go on. All right? It's probably one of those things. So that's why they didn't have power to the game.
All right.
Video.
So Shaq came in at 6. Tim Duncan at 7. Larry Bird, 8. Wilt, 9. Get ready here. Here comes the part of the outrage. Steph is 10. Kobe's 11. I don't see, like, who does Kobe have to be over on that list? Bird? Steph?
You could say Steph for sure.
He has to be over Steph.
Has to be over Steph. I mean, look, you can make an argument Duncan. You can make an argument Bird. You can make an argument Magic. You can make an argument Wilt. All those guys. Russell, I think he has to be over Steph. I think Kobe's higher than 9, 10, 11. I think he's higher than that, but I haven't heard. First of all, I don't know that you can put Shaq over Kobe.
I think
Shaq was more dominant.
I think you could. See, Shaq likes having his own category. He likes saying dominant.
And Bob Ryan, who I think is the best basketball historian,
okay,
he says you should not have centers involved in the best player ever.
Why?
They should be separated.
Why?
Because they were the way the game was played pre-1990, it's impossible to quantify that to today's world.
Like, let me ask you this. You're starting an all-time draft tomorrow, and it's Shaq or Kobe on the board.
All-time draft.
You got the player for 10 years.
I'm still taking Kobe because he's got ball in his hand.
Okay.
Now, I guess it depends on the era. Remember when Jordan was drafted, they all said, well, he's not 7 feet tall. He can't win.
Right. So Kobe's 11. Just buckle up here, right? Like, just get ready.
I'm just waiting for when they're going to put the shoehorn Kevin Garnett in it.
If you thought his Hershey, Pennsylvania rant was good, this is why I had to do this before the Superman review, Marvel. Hakeem, 12. Durant, 13. Oscar, 14. Jerry West, 15. The Big Ticket, 16.
I mean...
Kevin Garnett over the Diggler.
Completely ignoring, you know, the fact that one guy had a full career and one guy had a weekend.
A weekend.
He had a weekend in June in 2008.
17 is the Joker. 18.
You can't put Durant ahead of Joker. How many MVPs? I'm sorry, not Durant. Garnett. How many MVPs?
You can't put Garnett in front of Joker.
Right. How many MVPs did Kevin Garnett win?
Maybe one.
I would say zero.
Okay.
Maybe it is one. Joker's going to have four or five when his career's over, and he has a title.
Garnett won it in 04. 17-8.
Oh, wow. With 17-8.
Let me make sure.
PJ Washington won an MVP.
Let me make sure.
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable, Kevin.
Let me make sure I'm getting that right there. No way it was only 17, 8, 3, 1, and 2 blocks a game.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Nash won it with like 18 and 10, right?
Wow. Okay. So then Dirk comes in at number 18, then David Robinson, then Dr. J. That's your top 20 Bleacher Report.
I don't know that. I mean, I can't put Garnett ahead of David Robinson.
David Robinson, underrated. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was incredible.
I mean, he had one flaw. It's called Olajuwon.
Yeah. Right. So that's the list. Bleacher Report. All right. What do y'all think?
All right.
What are your biggest issues?
I think Luka's a little low at 57.
877-881-1053. Is there anyone you would put Luka above of that top 20 I just named? KG? Would you put him above Garnett already?
That's too early for that.
Okay.
I'll be brutally
Luka
honest.
Over Dirk? You're going to end up with Luka over Dirk?
You're going to end up with it. You're going to end up with it when it's all said and done. There's a major problem. Joker is entirely. We're gonna have to have a top 10 discussion with him. Like he's.
I don't disagree.
You
like
can't
Joker win. Versus Olajuwon one day.
Yep. Joker versus Steph.
Shaq.
I mean, I know Steph's got more titles, a lot more, and Joker will never catch him. But individually, like you know, Joker never had. Is Joker gonna have? Three times the MVPs.
All right, set us up for this movie review.
This is a Superman movie.
Why is this guy still talking? I thought he retired three times.
He can't.
He's such a whore.
You can't retire.
He is such a whore.
You can't. Nobody can retire in this business. You hang on.
I can. Give me Mike Francesa's money. I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, hang on for dear life.
I promise you.
You would retire and you would have a podcast in a week. All right, you'd have a podcast in a week. So Francesa's on his Bet Rivers or whatever it is podcast. I don't know. He's got something. And I remember this. Because they said, Mike, what do you think of Stan Lee dying? He goes, Stan Lee? Who's Stan Lee? And he said who he was. He goes, oh, who cares? Oh, who cares? So now Mike is all in. He's bought all into the comic books. And he went and saw Superman. And he gave a 6-minute movie review. I pulled about a minute of this. This is incredible. And I found a new way to say the word Green Lantern as well.
What I'm getting into is this stunk as for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman. This movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent. He wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman. 2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific. I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on, Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. And good triumph over evil. That's Superman.
Man,
the Lennon.
I heard three reviews that day. I heard you had one.
Yep.
Ross, you went?
Yeah, I loved it.
I've heard rave reviews.
It's fantastic.
High, one of the highest Rotten Tomato reviews ever. Tim Collins said he was in tears. In tears.
In tears. In the movie Tim's theater. In tears over every now, movie.
Green I, too, was in tears at one part.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Green Lantern. That's the new record. It's the new record already. I'm a little worried about Mike. I've never heard of somebody having awake apnea. But listen to that voice,
he's
man.
AA.
He's got awake apnea there.
Awake apnea.
I mean,
hasn't he fallen asleep?
He was falling asleep sometime, but I mean, he's got a deviated septum like crazy. Awake apnea.
Awake apnea. RJ Choppy on fire. Hershey, Pennsylvania. KG over Dirk. KG over Dirk again. And then awake apnea from Mike Francesa. The wide receiver list is out. How high up is CeeDee Lamb on it? Below the belt on the home of the Cowboys. Brett Boone will join us at 9:20 as well, and another 9 a.m. ticket giveaway all on the way with Sean and RJ. All that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rhymed. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. And Roberto will join us tomorrow from Firehouse Number 1 in Richardson. The show is on the road with Sean and RJ. Below the Belt is brought to you by D&M Leasing. And I just went and looked at Bobby's timeline yesterday to see how much he was itching and scratching and just dying to get back to work. He went dark on Twitter. I don't think he's posted anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not very Bobby Belt.
No.
Bobby can't stay away.
Not doing song reviews at 1 a.m. anymore.
Yeah.
He's just laughing with his wife insulting me. You know.
I saw that. I didn't know who they were referencing.
He's got the pizza machine in the Link Hotel we stayed at in Vegas.
Yes.
And he's a Jersey guy. She called me the cake boss. She said, oh, yeah, Sean, that's who he reminds me of, the cake boss.
I was insulted by this. I'm like, I'm the Italian here.
Yeah. Yeah. Is his name Buddy? Buddy the Buddy, cake boss,
yeah,
I think.
Buddy the cake boss. Yeah. Buddy the elf.
So I'm Buddy done defending her on this show. Bobby's way of marriage and doing things is correct. All right. The wide receivers are out.
Oh, baby.
And we know we're going to have a Dallas Cowboy to talk about. Executives, coaches, and scouts ranking the top 10 in today's NFL and the position groups. We go with the wideouts. 877-881-1053. Where do you think CD is falling on this list? Let us know. Franklin Franco, injury attorney text line. Brett Boone will join us at 920 to talk about getting blanked at his home run derby. What?
Yeah, I had to bring that up.
All right. Number one, Ralph. Have you seen the list?
I have not.
This will be a fun list.
I assume it's got to be Jefferson.
You assume incorrect.
It's wide receivers, right?
It is.
They're still the ones that catch the passes?
Last time I checked.
Jamar Chase
coming in at number one. Lowest ranking was three. Last year, he was three. You think it's criminal?
It's not criminal. It's wrong. Like, if you had a choice to who to draft, like, are we not? I don't know. I mean, am I just?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I'm taking Jefferson. Look at what he did with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I love Jamar Chase. I think Jamar Chase is an elite of elite.
Won me fantasy last year.
But I would think that Jefferson is number one.
As one NFL, all right, let's hear what's separated. Jamar earned 70% of the first place votes after producing the fifth triple crown of the Super Bowl era, league high in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. I didn't realize he had the triple crown.
Yeah, but isn't that a volume thing too? And he has Joe Burrow thrown at him. Like, I don't know. Like, that's
he
tough.
Also has Higgins take away.
Or help by giving one-on-one.
True. Personnel executive, quote, honestly, it comes down to Chase is a B to cover. We're super aware of him and have played him a bunch and been torched by him a bunch. More explosion, better after the catch, more powerful. That's where he gets his edge, said a personnel evaluator. Justin Jefferson, number two. RJ, someone voted him as low as four.
So that means
that's to me more stunning than Chase won. Someone had him as the fourth best receiver in football. Quote, he's the best route runner and probably has the best hands. The way he gets in and out of his breaks and uses his body to maneuver, it's just really hard to get a handle on. No wonder why Aaron Rodgers wanted to play in Minnesota, said an AFC scout. He would get one of the best play callers in O'Connell, plays in a dome, and he gets Jefferson and then another personnel evaluator. He gets more open than anyone. That is the separator. Four? So what do y'all?
Four's too low.
What do y'all put him at four?
Nope. So that means you would have put AJ Brown ahead of him. And then, I don't know, CD, Puka, Amon-Ra.
Who's three?
AJ?
No.
CD?
No.
Amon-Ra?
Nope. He was in the headlines a little bit yesterday.
Terry McLaurin?
No.
Oh, Garrett Wilson?
No.
Oh, boy.
Same division.
Same division as Garrett Wilson? Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill! Woo! This might be the most controversial list with the biggest names. Highest ranking two, lowest ranking eight, and they put him third after last year. Last year he was ranked two, and he's coming in at number three. Wow. The reason is simple, according to the experts, attention. He commands it. His mere presence changes the math on the field. By the way, Randy Moss was asked about Tyreek yesterday. Randy said, he's not anywhere close to like all time. By the way, Randy said, I'm the best receiver of all time. The politically correct answer is Jerry Rice. I don't know if he said that with a smile on his face or not, but Randy's like, I'm one. Tyreek, I'm not talking about him. He's not close to an all-time discussion. He's probably a top five guy right now. NFC executive on Tyreek. He still impacts how you prepare for them so much due to his speed. He dictates so much. His speed has not fallen off despite the down year. And then one more AFC scout. Even if he's lost a half step, he's still more explosive than everyone. Power with raw speed. I do think defenses have made some adjustments to the Miami offense, letting him run around with window dressing and limiting big plays. Three, Tyreek Hill.
All right.
Are you outraged?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's falling off. I mean, he's just getting older.
Number four.
AJ.
No.
CD.
Yep. CD Lamb. Highest ranking from coaches, executive scouts, number three. Lowest ranking 10? Who the freak put CD Lamb at 10 on their list? Seriously, you wonder why a lot of people get fired and the turnover in the National Football League because of dumbasses like that. Last year, CD was 4. This year is 3. Lamb has checked many boxes required by an elite receiver. He had a banner season. He has had no true down years. Perennial, all pro. He can produce through adversity and a bad running game. NFC personnel evaluator, quote, excellent out of the slot, easy mover, can sink and bend. Very good after the catch and excellent ball carrier vision. His 496 career catches, second most through a player's first 5 years behind Michael Thomas. In your face, Pat Doney. His 12 career games with at least 10 catches are already the most in Cowboys history. And his 101 catches for 1,194 yards was impressive with Dak missing time. About 45% of his yards came after the catch. His red zone production was modest with 9 for 57 yards and 3 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb coming in at number 4.
Over the last 3 years, he's 5th in wide receiver war. And only trails Jamar Chase in total yards after the catch in those last 3 years. I don't have a problem with it.
Look, I judge Tyreek Hill like Shaq. It's kind of his own category. If you gave me, I could argue I'd want Tyreek Hill in one game versus a lot of these other guys, including Lamb. Over the course of a season, I want Lamb, but Tyreek's category is most dangerous. Shaq is dominant. And Tyreek is dangerous on and off the field.
I'm a little surprised they put Lamb ahead of AJ.
Oh, well, they should.
Well, all the numbers don't bear that out. I think Lamb's better than AJ. AJ was number one in PFF this year. Then Jefferson. And then Chase. CeeDee was 6th. But, you know, CeeDee had to be.
He did a lot of that with Cooper Rush.
That's what I'm saying. He got dinged.
AJ at 5. Highest ranking was 3. Lowest ranking, someone had him unranked.
I don't know how you can have him unranked.
Last year's ranking 6. It's odd to see a top 5 receiver here tied for 43rd in league-wide targets last year. He was targeted 97 times. Run heavy, all that. Let's see. He's still awesome, said an AFC scout. He comes up big when you need him. He's still incredibly strong and fast enough, a nightmare to tackle. Maybe a tad slower than he was, but that is slight. Averaged 3.3 yards per route last year, second highest among wideouts with a minimum of 75 targets. Dealing with his physicality and strength is a problem for corners. At the end of the day, sometimes it's really that simple. What does that mean, average 3.3 yards per route? That's second highest.
That's our yards per route run. So I guess I think it has to do with like your total yards and then the total snaps.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm like, he's not going downfield 3 yards per route, is he?
But no, like if you play 60 snaps in the game and you get 60 yards, then your average yards per route run is like 1. I don't know. I guess that's how it
works. Amon-Ra is 6. Highest ranking 3, lowest ranking unranked. You need to cut it. 7, Malik, my boy from the Giants in fantasy.
Malik over Puka.
8, Nico. Highest ranking 4, lowest ranking unranked. Number 9, Mike Evans. The slow and steady wins the race, future Hall of Famer. Number 10, Garrett Wilson, who just got 31 a year, And on the other side, Sauce Gardner got 30 a year. Highest ranking for Garrett was 6. Lowest ranking, unranked. Honorable mentions, Terry McLaurin. Washington quarterbacks put up a 133 passer rating when targeting him last season. One NFL GM said, quote, criminally underrated. And he's still fighting with the Commanders over his contract. Puka, honorable mention. Brian Thomas Jr., Jacksonville. DK, T. Higgins, and Devontae. So that's your list for the wide receivers that came out. Jeremy Fowler, scouts, executive coaches, ESPN.com.
I have some qualms with it. I'm a major issue with it, but I've got some, you know, I would have Puka higher. I think Puka's better than Nico. I think Puka's better than Malik. I think he's better than Mike Evans at this point. Not all time. Mike Evans all time, but
Puka's a machine.
Puka's a machine.
I don't know if I'm agreeing with you, but I'm complimenting him.
I'd have Tyreek lower. I don't know that I can't get Tyreek right now. Current Tyreek, the way he is at his age, I can't get him ahead of CD. I can't get ahead of AJ, and I can't get him ahead of Amon-Ra. Other than that, I'd flip Chase and Jefferson. So that's it.
All right, there it is.
Nitpicky.
Be low.
Be belt.
On a hump day.
Hump day.
With Sean and RJ. Bobby will be back tomorrow. Firehouse number one in Richardson. Come on out and say what's up. I already had a Tolo saying what time you guys going to be there. Going to try to stop by. That's Tolo Dwayne. About 5:45. 5:45, I'll show up. Choppy will probably be there. And then Bobby at 5:55. Strolling on up if he doesn't sleep in. Brett Boone at 9:20 on your home of the Rangers. But a DFW legend already may turn your sports brain upside down with maybe the sports quote of the year so far. We'll play it for you and see if it applies to you on the field or in life next on Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.